It was the Conservative Party that has always championed the trade. We were the only party. We had the free trade agreements with the USA, with all the European countries. Trudeau has failed to sign any trade agreements. It took over a year, not even to sign the NAFTA agreement. It's not even finalized. So we have two Canadians in China who has been captured, and they have not been released. Trudeau has failed on world trade. Trudeau has, Prime Minister has failed to sign any free trade agreements.
Okay, thank you. That still doesn't answer my question, but I will come back to that. But I will like to hear from you, Jordan.
Sure. So I think whenever we talk about trade, we need to talk about fair trade. And the bilateral agreements that our country has signed, whether it be with China or the U.S., hasn't always been fair. And we've seen that with both the Liberal and Conservative governments, whether it's NAFTA, CETA, USMCA, TPP. These are trade agreements that put workers in Canada at risk, whether it's automotive, manufacturing, agriculture. We've seen in Brampton layoffs at the Chrysler plant when some of the auto deals go through. Those are good jobs in our community that we need to be standing up for. And I think to your question about technology coming from China, we need to be mindful that any imports that we bring in aren't threatening the technological capabilities of some of our industry and companies here in Canada, and that we're giving them an opportunity to grow. Canada is a very innovative country. We have a lot of potential when it comes to developing new products, but we need to embrace that. And signing trade deals that aren't fair and aren't putting our workers first threatens that. So I think what the NDP is saying is that any trade agreement, Canada is a trading country, so we acknowledge that any trade agreement needs to be done in a fair way that puts our workers first.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just to say that we will do the trade deals in a fair way is not enough. Both of my partners on my both the sides have not told even a single word how they are going to do it, what they are doing. NAFTA, which we have negotiated after a great deal of negotiation between both the countries, or rather three countries, now which is named as a USMCA, and it is a better deal, fair deal. It's a deal which is good for all the Canadians and the Americans. It's a good deal for which is good for our businesses and the trade. We are the trading partner having 2 billion daily transaction between Canada and the U.S. And that's the way we have to see that how we can increase these more and more. We have to increase the trade between. Being a trade partner, it's not only the trade partner, we have got our treaties with the U.S. regarding our treaty regarding the international treaty. That is, whenever there is something in between Canada and USA, I can give you the example of that lady which is being held by the Canadian authorities because she was declared as a criminal in the U.S. But it's our duty to follow those instructions when given by the U.S. So that's why we are now having good relations with China.
Wonderful. I still haven't received the answer that I was looking for, so I'm going to reword the questions for all three of you, and it would be ideal if I could hear the answer as a yes or no answer, and then you can get into the details of it. That'll be great. So my question is, whether be it under the pressure of the U.S. government or be it under pressure of U.S. trade that we have worth $714 billion with U.S., would we say yes or no, yay or nay to the Chinese technology? That's a very simple yes or no question. You can get into the details. So I will go back to you, Pavanjeet.
Well, Canada is the own independent country. We do not take pressure from any other country. So it would be, if it is beneficial to Canadians and Canadian workers to bring the technology from China, it'll help our Canadian economy. We will sign the agreement.
Thank you.
So the answer is simply no if it threatens workers here in Canada. I think we need to be putting Canadian jobs first. We're fully aware that China is a huge market and a huge trading partner for Canada. So by no means are we saying that we would end trade or cut off trade with China. But it needs to be done in a way that prioritizes Canadian workers. And I think to my previous point about fair trade, that's why it's so important to put Canadians first. We have a great amount of industry here in our country, but when we're backing down to foreign entities, whether it's Donald Trump in the U.S. or President Xi in China, I think we need to be putting Canadian workers first, and that's frankly the job of our government and our Prime Minister to make sure that no Canadian worker gets left behind.
Thank you. Extradition is a treaty which is between China and Canada and the U.S. Now, under the extradition, if we have arrested a Hawaii, doesn't mean that we were under the pressure from U.S. It is extradition. It's a treaty between U.S. and Canada. Under that treaty, we got to do that thing. But if China takes a revenge in that and holds the Canadians to there, and that's the way they are, their laws are. But still, you know, going forward, it is our duty to work in a better way with the China, teach them something, give them that you are not doing fair legal thing which you are supposed to, but we will work still keep on working with China and tell them that law, we are the law-abiding country. We want you to be law-abiding country, and that's the way we have to.
Mr. Sugg, I don't think it's a competition of who abides the law more. It's a matter of protecting workers in Canada. And I think to the question, we need to be doing a better job of prioritizing workers here. It's not a matter of who is following the law more or not. There's international laws, and if countries break that, then that's a problem. But we need to be putting our workers first. And the bilateral agreements that Canada has with China isn't doing that right now, and we're seeing the impact.
I can say there's no pressure from USA, but we are tackling with the China as per the law which we have to do.
All right, thank you very much, Ramesh Sangha. You have anything else to add, Pavanjeet?
Well, I'm just saying free trade is very, very important for Canadian economy, so we have to do it. But we have to do it, we have to put the interest of Canadians and Canadians' employers and employees first.
Thank you very much. So moving on with on the same line, I have another question on trade. Canada's trade deficit widened to $1.12 billion in July 2019. And I see our Conservative candidate smile on that. So I will come back to you on this. Exports declined by 0.9% to Canadian $49.8 billion, mainly due to lower sales of energy product, which may not be as bad, in particular crude oil, which went down by 7.7%. In addition, sales of farm, fishing, and intermediate food products, which fell by 5.4%, mainly as a result of lower wheat exports, which was another 20.9%. What is your plan to sustain a stable balance in these industries, as these are the strongest industries in our country?
Okay, so Canada has the second largest proven oil reserves in the world. So I don't think we should be importing oil from any other countries, Saudi Arabia or any other country. So
my question was about export of oils, the crude oil, not import.
I'm sorry?
But the question is mentioned export of crude oil, not import.
Okay. Okay. So, can you then repeat the question?
I would repeat the question one more time. Exports declined by 0.9% to Canadian $49.8 billion, mainly due to the lower sales of energy product, in particular crude oil, which went down by 7.7%. Mm-hmm. So the crude oil export has gone down by 7.7%. In addition, sale of farm, fishing, and intermediate food products fell by 5.4%. What is your plan to sustain stable balance in these industries, as these are the strongest industries in the country?
Yes, like I said before, Conservative government has been the champion for trade. So it was under Prime Minister Harper we have had the trade negotiation over 50 countries, and it was Brian Mulroney who had the free trade with the United States with the NAFTA. Ever since Prime Minister Trudeau came in power, we have not signed any trade deals. So he had gone to China on a mission. No trade deals were signed. He went to India. We all know the what happened then and there. He had not said, he did not sit on a table with any major leaders and signed any deals. So we have been already planned. We will increase our export and import, and we will have our Andrew Scheer will sign deals with China, India, and USA with all major countries.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sarbji. And you know, this India, the Canada's crude oil is a big asset for Canada. But unfortunately, up to this time, only 1% of the crude oil energy, which we is our energy, which is our commodity, which is my Canadians' own commodity, they own it. Only 1% of that is being taken out, going to only one and the only one partner, that's USA. Two pipelines are drawn by the conservatives, both of them taking oil to USA only. Never tried, never made an effort to build something so that your commodity is going out to the international market and getting the fair price. It's very unfortunate that our crude oil is being sold to India via USA. And that's the way we are lacking by TMX, which we are building now. We have got, it's already declared by the Prime Minister that is going to be built, started building. That will carry the total energy which we have got here in Canada, out of Canada, to the international market, and it will fetch us $500 million per year, 365 days in a year, and $500 million in a year. That will be the corporate revenue which we will be getting for Canada.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
Well, Sarbjit, I think one of the things that Ms. Gosal and Mr. Sangha missed on your question is that the market for crude oil internationally is declining, and there are less countries that are purchasing. We've seen countries like China commit to electric cars by 2050, other European countries that are reducing their crude oil consumption. And I think the question for Canadians is, why is our government not recognizing that and recognizing that the economy, when it comes to natural resources, is changing? Countries around the world are investing in renewable energy, in green energy, but for some reason, the Liberals decided to purchase a pipeline after the private sector walked away. I think what's important is that we need to realize that crude oil is a resource that other countries are demanding less of as the climate crisis becomes more and more prevalent. But we need to invest that money in renewable energy to create new jobs. The NDP has a plan to create 300,000 jobs in renewable energy to make sure workers currently working in that industry aren't left behind. But we need to keep up because other countries are making these investments. Canada is not. We're continuing to put all of our resources into crude oil. We're not diversifying our economy. We saw that for 10 years under the Conservatives, investment in one resource, and we're seeing that now with the Liberals, and our workers are suffering because of it.
Thank you. Your 30 seconds of rebuttal?
Yes, I would like to have that 30 seconds. Mr. Jordan is talking on the basis of something hypothetical.
Climate change is not hypothetical, Mr. Sangha.
It
and
is
if you're
my turn. Please don't interrupt.
Sure.
My time will keep on running.
Sure.
I don't let it stop.
Sure.
Mr. Jordan, when you say something, talk on the basis of some facts, not on hypothetical ways. TMX pipeline is going to take the crude oil to the shore, which is going through the train and the trucks now. And it is going to flow. There's a need, there's a demand in the international, and we will send it. We have bought that TMX pipeline. We will flow that TMX pipeline, and the crude oil will flow. We will earn the money. Canadians will earn the money.
Well, I think just to start, if Mr. Sangha is saying climate change is hypothetical and not founded in facts, then I think we have a bigger problem on our hands than just talking about export of crude. What Canadians expect is that our governments invest our resources in technology that's going to be relevant in the next 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. We know that natural resources and crude oil, the consumption is reducing amongst other countries as climate change becomes more and more of an issue. The NDP doesn't think climate change is hypothetical, and our leader, Jagmeet Singh, is putting forward a plan to invest this money to create jobs in renewable energy. The Liberals seem to have different priorities. They like to buy pipelines. We're going to spend that money elsewhere.
Thank you, Jordan.
Well, are we talking about trade now, or are we talking about environment?
Thank you.
So I don't know.
Thank you very much for bringing that to attention one more time. I
would like to say, Mrs. Sarjeet, I would like to just he just took my point. Time. Crude, this money which is going, we are going to gain out of the pipeline, out of the crude oil. Prime Minister say total money will be spent out in the environment.
Well, thank you very much.
That's the last question.
Okay, here's my last question. And because we're talking about energy now, yes, let me ask you something else. There's the 10th highest global energy users per capita. Canadians take energy for granted. So, and we do so at our own peril. We know because the majority of our energy comes from unsustainable fossil fuels, that they have negative impacts on our health and on our people and on our environment. How will your party support alternative energy sources to reduce demand for fossil fuels? Well, what's your plan, NDP?
Sure, Sarjeet. I think climate change is becoming such a big issue. I was proud to attend the climate strike here in Brampton just last week and see the amount of young people that are stepping forward and demanding action from our government. The Liberals talked a big game on renewable energies 4 years ago, and our Prime Minister called himself a climate leader and a champion for climate change. And I think a lot of people, young people especially, looked at him to offer something different. But he continued to subsidize the oil and gas industry after committing to stop it, and he purchased a pipeline for $4.5 billion. That's not the action of climate leaders. What the NDP is putting forward, and Jagmeet Singh is putting forward, is that instead of spending that money on subsidizing the fossil fuels and purchasing a pipeline, we should invest in green technology. And I think to your question, we can create jobs in doing that. Our plan will create 300,000 new green jobs across our country to make sure that we're keeping these people at work. There's a lot of folks who will be impacted as we transition to a net carbon or a lower carbon economy. And I think the NDP is mindful of that. We have the endorsement from the United Steelworkers on our climate plan. It's a union that represents a lot of workers impacted by the industry. But these are investments that our government needs to make. We need to be forward thinking when it comes to energy production. And we can do that by investing in green tech and renewable energies. Other countries have done that. And for whatever reason, Canada under the Liberals have refused to. We saw the previous 10 years under Stephen Harper, there was no investment in green energy. That's something the NDP is really going to prioritize.
Thank you very much, Jordan. And before I move on to Ramesh, I want to hear from you, Pawanji.
Okay, well, the climate change is real, and we're all concerned about it, and we want to make sure we leave our healthy planet for our kids and generations to come. So our plan is to protect our environment and build in three guiding principles. So we want to use green technology, not taxes. We want a cleaner and greener natural environment, and we want to take the climate change globally. So we also we have 20% refundable credit for the income tax for the Canadians who want to use the green improvement for their green renovations. We also want to 49% of the pollution is from China, India, USA. We want to make them accountable, and we want to supply the technology to those countries, and we want to make sure we don't tax Canadians for it. We want to use technology to bring the greenhouse emissions lower.
Thank you very much for this. And I don't understand what that plan which Ms. Ghosal is talking about. When I talk about Ford, that he is putting the restrictions here, not allowing the money to flow from federal to...
Again, you should run for MPP then, Mr. Sangha, if you're going to talk about Doug Ford.
I think you should get his fair 30 seconds.
It's too much you're interrupting. I have got 90 minutes to...
Go
90
ahead.
Seconds to talk.
Go ahead.
And then my time is keep on running like that if you keep on interrupting me.
Okay.
I don't care for that. You want, you keep on.
Okay, Mr. Sangha, go ahead.
I can speak now, you know. So, same way, now Ms. Ghosal is telling she is going to interfere internationally by China and India to do it. Do it here. It's real here. We have got the plan here. We move the motion. We have already enacted. We have told that those who are polluters, you will pay more. Polluters will pay more. Every big polluter will pay the big money. That money will be transferred back to the Canadians. It is being transferred. $374 each house has got it. And that's the way economy and the environment, they run hand to hand. That's the why we are telling, when we correct the environment, then we have to see this side, how much environment is creating the jobs, creating the economy, creating the benefit for the Canadians. And that's why Justin Trudeau says any penny we got out of the fuel, out of the crude oil, will be spent on the environment. Thank you very much.
Well, the Mr. Sangha, pollution has no borders. That's why we like to go to big polluters and tell them that they we can supply them the technology to lower their greenhouse emissions. Anyway, what about the water? The clean water is also important. Your Prime Minister's hometown, in Montreal, they're dumping raw sewage in the river. Tons and tons of raw sewage in the river every year. So if you have clean drinking water, that will save tons and tons of water bottle.
This is fossil energy and the environment question was, so when we question
all connected. Clean water, clean energy, it's everything.
I think I need to move on to Jordan. You'll have your free time of 5 minutes each to discuss all this, and I will let you do that. Jordan.
Sure. I think what listeners want is real action on climate change. We don't need liberals and conservatives arguing with each other about whose plan is worse. We've seen the repercussions of that the last 4 years under the Liberals and the last 10 previously under the Conservatives. The NDP is taking climate change seriously. We've lacked leadership when it comes to action on climate. Mr. Sangha talks about how it's a real issue here in Canada, but was a member of a party that is continuing to subsidize the fossil fuel industry. They're a party that's carbon tax is letting the biggest polluters off the hook, and they're a party that purchased a pipeline. Those three things don't sound like real action on climate. We have a plan to create jobs by investing in green technology, but it's going to take the political will to do it. We're not saying it's easy to make some of these decisions, but it's decisions that need to be made in order to preserve our environment, but also create those jobs that we're going to rely on as we go into a carbon neutral future.
So, Mr. Jordan, you have 5 minutes. You can ask the questions now to your opponent candidates here. So, go ahead, use your time.
Sure. So I guess I'll start off with Mr. Sangha. As one of five Liberal MPs elected in Brampton the last 4 years, I think a lot of people feel like Brampton should have had a stronger voice in the House of Commons. We should have had the strongest seat at the table, and we should have been able to fight more for our community. So I guess my question is, when it comes to infrastructure funding, when it comes to roads, when it comes to investment in the hospital, why weren't our representatives able to secure any of that for our city when we desperately need it?
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you for the question. You have given me good opportunity to explain myself, what I have done it and what I'm planning to do in future. When we talk about the infrastructure spending, infrastructure investment, it is for the whole Canada. When we talk about my Brampton Centre being a Member of Parliament, where I am proud to be, where I am proud to be of my constituents, where I am proud to be further is, I am proud to be the member of the Team Trudeau. Which, when we take the issues from here, we decide together in the Parliament, and that's the way we bring it here. In Brampton, we have spent 11.5 million. We have put on the table that money, and 8 buses are there into the Brampton, which will be gas free, which will not environment friendly, only running with the battery, and with the battery charges, every system is coming in place, and that will be the Brampton green Brampton you will see.
So if we have 8 buses, is what we were able to achieve in 4 years.
Mr. Sangha, here is
is it the arguments with each other?
Yes, you don't have to argue, we can debate.
You cannot stop him. If he interrupts you, he interrupts you.
Okay,
I think if eight buses is the biggest thing our five MPs from Brampton can point to after 4 years, then we really need to take a look at the kind of representation we're getting. We have a healthcare crisis in our city.
When we talk about the 8 buses, we talk about 11.5 billion investment into the infrastructure.
Yeah.
We talk about the infrastructure which we are going to spend it. You start with the things, and that's how we proceeded. It's not only talk and talk on the papers. That's what NDP do. That's what
we don't
we
talk.
Have to do is, we have to do first thing, bring it to the Canadians, bring it to the Bramptonians. Not only zero emission buses. Let me give you something. When we talk about the university, which was stopped by the Ford, we never stopped there. We brought our own cyber security hub here, $30 million investment in that. Mr. Jordan, you have to, and Ms. Gosal will also listen to this thing, $30 million for the cyber security. It's not stopped here. Affordable housing.
Affordable housing is an issue.
I'm proud to be a HUMA committee member. Being a HUMA committee member, I was there for the national housing study. I have studied the national poverty reduction study.
And it's a strategy where money doesn't kick in until after the election.
They have to be looked after. It's not. Cut the seniors. Cut their 65. Don't give them GSC. Make the pension to go at 70. No. 65 reverted back there.
Mr. Sangha,
that's the way we are given GST to the seniors. That's the way we are working to the students.
The youth.
Work, you know, this. Who has brought summer vacation jobs? Summer jobs?
We're not talking about summer jobs. We're talking about a housing crisis, and the Liberal Party withheld funding for 2 years.
Knock the door, get into the work, and get ready to go into the workforce.
Mr. Sangha,
have to prepare them. It's not only the training. It's only not only the cuts you do. Don't cut. Be a further talking that you are bringing something together to the Canadians. It's not talking only. Give some plans, please.
Well, I think
hospital. You are talking about the hospital. You are going to build it. How you are? You are a federal government. How can you build a hospital?
I don't know what you are talking about.
You have to build a hospital in collaboration with the province and the municipality. All the three partners have to sit together on the table, on the negotiation table, and bring the money. We have got the federal money on the table.
We have a much better relationship with Mr. Sangha, you talk about
Doug Ford, and I think Branton is tired of the
if I can finish, it's an excuse.
We had 3 years.
There's no law, there's no way that money can come directly from Ottawa to
we had 3 years with Kathleen Wynne in Ontario, Liberal majority and a provincial Liberal majority, and you got nothing done. So to blame Doug Ford for the last year is wrong.
Jordan, your 5 minutes are coming. So your 5 minutes are done. Mr. Gosal, your 5 minutes starts now.
Okay, Mr. Sangha, gun and gang crime has been reached highest level in Brampton, Peel region in the GTA. The problem didn't start 2 weeks ago. It has been increasing for years. Why have you put the lives of Bramptonians at risk? Why have you done nothing to stop the gang activity in your own city and nothing to stop the smuggling of tens of thousands of legal guns from the United States?
See, gun and gang is not a small problem. It's a big problem we all are facing.
So why have you done anything?
That's what I was going to tell. If you let me talk, then only I will talk. Otherwise, I think you get the time. When you get the time, my time is my time. Okay, when we talk about the gun and gangs, we are not today. Our purpose is to keep the Canadians safe. When we want to keep the Canadians safe, we have to talk about how we can make them safe. Do we have to employ more Mounties? Do we have to employ more first responders? Or what we have to do? For that, we have detected that there are a few problems. Number, gun problem. Gun problem is a problem which is rifles are being held by the people. Army assault rifles, which we are going to ban it. We will be banning it. Then there is gangs. Yes, we have reduced the gangs, which is, they have nothing to sell here. The gangs are out and they are fighting with each other and they will be diminishing slowly. Then thirdly, we have to see it, how much we can invest the money into this thing. $200 million, which is already dedicated by the Prime Minister. Now, telling that in coming days to beat this gun and gang problem, we have to spend the money on the officers. New officers are recruited. Everybody know that the Peel region has got the new money, and it will be keep on flowing. Federal have the money to flow it, and we will flow it. That's the money we are spending through the infrastructure. That's the money we are spending on the Canadians. Okay. That's how Canadians are getting the benefit. How Canadians will keep on getting the benefit. That's how we will keep the Canadians safe. That's how Canadians will be getting the money.
Just for clarity, just for the purposes of clarity, there is no 90-second time. It's your 5 minutes. You use it the way you want. You can interrupt him wherever you want.
You can stop him where you want to.
Only thing is when you want to talk, you know, I have to talk loud. I will keep on.
Mr. Sangha, on live TV, you said that you don't trust your own government. You have said that you were bullied by two Sikh cabinet ministers. Were you telling the truth in your own video when you made these claims? Or if so, why are you running for the Liberal Party?
You know, when we talk about the party and when we talk about the caucus, when we talk about internally fighting between the brothers and sisters, it is their own fighting. Outside, keeping their ears to the wall, it will do nothing. It's me, it's my caucus, my prime minister, my party.
Are you kidding? Now you're going to say your prime minister threatened you?
I'm answering your question. Will you let me answer, please? Our caucus is running in a nice way. We are very good with each other. Our Prime Minister is doing the great thing, and I am always with the
Prime
Minister.
Please answer the question.
I am with the Prime Minister.
Please answer the question. Were you telling the truth in your own video when you made these claims? If so, why are you running for Liberal Party?
When we work together as a caucus, we are having good relations.
Yes or no, Mr.
Over.
Sangha?
I am running as a Liberal candidate here in Brampton. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of my leader. I'm proud of my caucus. I'm proud of my colleagues. I'm proud of my constituents. And I am a candidate, and I will be there. I go in front of the constituents.
Mr. Sangha, yes or no,
constituents will have to decide it.
That's a big accusation. Answer the question, Mr. Sangha.
Stop it, if you want to listen to me something from me.
But you're not answering
me. The way we are working. That's the way we are. And we are strong caucus, strong leader. We have got. That's the way we are. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Sangha, it's your 5 minutes now. You can ask any question to Jordan or to Ms. Gosal, or you can talk about yourself. It's up to you how you want to use your time.
Well, you can say whatever you couldn't say in your debate.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Let me tell you, when we were talking about the infrastructure investment, it was really a great question by Mr. Sai that too much burden is coming, too much debt is coming. Again, I will reiterate here, I have to reiterate, because it is our way of working. We are investing into the Canadians. We want to bring the Canadians in a way that we bring more jobs, make Canada a rich, make Canada a great, invest onto the infrastructures, invest onto the bridges, invest onto the hospital, invest onto the runways, and make Canada great.
What about Brampton? Why don't we get those investments in Brampton?
It is there. I told you already.
About Canada and investments in Canada, but we're running for a seat in Brampton.
Listen to me. $13.5 million worth. I have declared, I have announced it on Hanson and Queen. It is affordable housing.
Okay.
$13.5 million. I did it myself. Then there is a $13.75 billion investment on Mayfield and and Bramley, with the collaboration between the Peel Region City Bank and the church and federal government.
So why aren't people in the riding feeling these investments?
That's the way we do it.
They're not feeling it. You talk to anybody in the community, nobody feels the benefits of these investments. Mm-hmm. So if nobody's feeling it...
I talk to my constituents, they are happy, they are always happy.
Well, you might be talking to different doors.
There's no agenda by the NDP. NDP they don't like, they don't say, okay, you get your votes, I get my votes, we will talk there. Here I am telling you what are the achievements I have done it. And that's the way I have to say it. And when you go to the doors, you convince your constituents. I go to the door, I convince my constituents. And that's the way we have to. This is the way democracy is. That's the way we have to do. And let me say, charging stations in Brampton, in Peel region, that was the first thing to start 3 years back, which I inaugurated it. And we spent the money on that. Come on, someone, go and Google it, you will get it. Mr. Jordan, go and Google it, then you will get it. How, Mr. Sangha?
Well, I've also Googled that we still have one hospital in Brampton and that we don't have new affordable homes being built in Brampton. No new jobs in Brampton. No new roads in Brampton. No new bridges in Brampton.
Give me something. How you are being a federal MP, you can build a hospital. Your leader is telling, I will build a hospital. I don't know where from he is speaking. He cannot get
you
the money.
So I would be happy to answer
that. I'd be happy to answer that.
Building a hospital is not the regime of the federal government.
But
please,
we can provide.
Tell your leader that it is not your lookout.
I will tell my leader that he can work with the province to fund a hospital.
To make the right statement or prove me I am wrong.
I'm not trying to prove anything, Mr. Sangha. I'm not trying to prove.
As an MP, as a Prime Minister, Trudeau cannot build a hospital.
He can work with the province. Mr. Sangha, you had 3 years with a majority government in the province, and you were not able to get a hospital.
The province has to work together with the federal.
So then why didn't the federal Liberals provide funding for a hospital?
We have to sit together on the table.
Why didn't you do that, Mr. Sangha, then?
We have to work for the Canadians. If somebody don't want to work, then what do you...
But you had 3 years with Kathleen Wynne, a majority Liberal government in Ontario. So you keep mentioning Doug Ford for the last year. But the first 3 years you were in government, you were working with Kathleen Wynne, a Liberal Premier in Ontario. You were not able to get the funding.
LRT was already on the road.
Well, we're talking about a hospital, Mr. Sangha. We're talking about a hospital.
All the actions were there. Everything is thrown by the provincial government. One thing again, last question, last time. Can you go today and ask Mr. Singh, what is that money he's going to spend on the hospital?
It's federal money that will be earmarked for a hospital in Brampton.
Can he come to Brampton and spend the money?
He was here on the second day of the election to announce funding.
Answer this question. You answer this question or tell your leader to answer this question.
What's the question?
Question is, can he spend the federal money onto the hospital?
He can earmark money from the federal government to go to the province, something that you were not able to get.
That's what we are doing.
You weren't able to do it with Kathleen Wynne.
He will build it. He cannot say, he cannot mislead the Canadians. He cannot say that I will build it.
We are saying we are going to fight for hospitals, Mr. Sangha, something you weren't able to do for the last 4 years.
5 minutes are over now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, all of you. And thank you to the panelists and Sodhi Nagra. And thank you, everyone. So now it's the closing remarks. We started the opening remarks from Mr. Sangha. Now we're going to start the closing remarks from Mrs. Gosal. Mr. Gosal, it's your time for your closing remarks.
Thank you. Again, I want to offer my sincere thanks to Canadian Association of Punjabi Broadcasters for hosting this debate. As Canadians are quickly discovering, our leader Andrew Scheer is more honest, more approachable, more sincere person than our current Prime Minister. Andrew Scheer won't embarrass Canada on the world stage. He won't break ethics laws or act in a racist fashion. Our party has come up with policies that will put money back into your pocket, ensure that everyone, especially seniors and disabled, and those young families can get ahead. Here's just a few of our planned benefits. We will scrap the Trudeau carbon tax, saving the average family $1,151. We will introduce a universal tax cut, saving an average couple $850. We will introduce a green public transit tax credit which could save computers using Bramley Go Station up to $508. We will make maternity benefit tax-free, saving an incredible $4,215 in new parents. These are just a few ways that we will reverse that damage done by household income by high-taxing liberals. We're also going to get tough on crime. Here in Brampton, across the country, the liberals have had 4 years to introduce law to stop gun violence, but they ignore the issue. Now, in the middle of an election, they want to believe the same promises they made in 2015 and broke after they were elected. We'll get tough on gangs and on those smuggling guns. The liberals have had 4 years to act, and every time Mr. Sangha makes a promise in this election, he's admitting to one more liberal failure. This riding deserves an MP who will be accessible and accountable. An MP who won't lie and there isn't a carbon tax. An MP whose staff practice good customer service. If you want to make life more affordable for families, vote Pavanjit Ghosh on election day.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, and I just want to thank the panelists once again for having this debate, and my two colleagues here for a really good discussion. I think it's important to talk about these issues, because at the end of the day, this is our community that's being impacted, and the decisions that affect us each and every day. As I said off the top, I was born and raised here in Brampton. I grew up here, I went to school here, and I'm invested in our community. A lot of my family and friends and former colleagues are still here, and I decided to run in this election because I think our community has been left behind, and we need a stronger voice in Ottawa. I think it's important for people to remember that we have one seat in the House of Commons, one voice to represent all of us in this riding, and we need somebody that is from our community and understands our community and willing to fight for the issues that matter most to us here. We've heard a lot of excuses during this conversation and some reasons why Brampton wasn't able to get its fair share the last 4 years, but these are things, frankly, that people seem to always be talking about. Whether it's a blue door or a red door that they go through, our representatives that are elected go to Ottawa and forget the people who sent them there and forget the issues that matter to their communities. I've worked alongside Jagmeet Singh, and I've been able to see firsthand what happens when you have somebody who's actually fighting for people and who's in it for them. I'm confident with his leadership. He represented Brampton at the provincial level. He understands our community. He knows the needs of our community, and he's bringing those issues to the national stage. I'm fighting hard to be our voice in Ottawa and to make sure that our community no longer gets left behind, and I'm looking forward to the next few weeks of the campaign. So thank you again to our panelists, and hope to continue to talk with everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Sangha.
Thank you very much. Thanks to the panel, thanks to the radio station, and thanks everyone who is here. And most of all, thankful to all the listeners, those who are given their time to our this debate. Everybody knows about me in Brampton. I feel myself that people know about me. Had worked here for more than 25 years as a lawyer, served the community, and I'm proud that community has given me always best responses, best relationship with me and my community. I have tried to be better. I have tried to be shown myself that I am working for the community, working long time for the lawyer, then coming working as a legislator. It's my pleasure, it's my greatness, it's my blessed to me by the God. And I am very thankful to all the constituents. Let me tell you, we as a Liberal Party, we have worked hard. We gave you the promises in 2015. We have fulfilled all of them. Most of them, rather, only few which are left over, and we have given the new promises now to you. TMX, yes, we have talked about environment. Nobody can blame it. We are the leaders. Our Prime Minister is a leader, champion in the community. And you have seen the 16 years age kids, they were having big, big rallies all over the world, and written on their foreheads, we don't want you to go against us. So what we have done, a maximum we have given you benefits, youth, children, seniors, everyone. Now this is the time for me to request you, ask you, come on. I am here, your candidate, and I am the same person, Ramesh Sangha. Give me vote on 25th. Come up and put your vote for the best party, Liberal Party of Canada. Go ahead in the advance polling, 11, 12, 13. Thank you very much. Sat Sri Akal, Namaskar, Adab.
Thank you so much. Thank you. ਧੰਨਵਾਦ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਜੋ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਸੁਣੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਤੋਂ ਤਿੰਨ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਸਨ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਮੌਜੂਦਾ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਪਾਰਲੀਮੈਂਟ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਸੰਘਾ ਜੀ, ਔਰ NDP ਤੋਂ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਜਾਰਡਨ ਬੋਸਵਲ, ਅਤੇ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਤੀ ਪਵਨਜੀਤ ਗੋਸਲ। ਸੋ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਤੀ ਪਵਨਜੀਤ ਗੋਸਲ ਜੀ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਆਉਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ, ਔਰ ਸੰਗਤ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਵੀ, ਅਤੇ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮੱਚ
ਜੋੜ।
ਸੋ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਮੈਂ ਸਰਬਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਰੋੜਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਾਂਗਾ ਕਿ ਦੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅਗਰ ਇਸ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ 'ਚ ਕਹਿਣ, ਤੁਹਾਤੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਇਜਾਜ਼ਤ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਸੋ ਸਾਡਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅੱਗੇ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਰਹੇਗਾ। ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮੱਚ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਸ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ ਫੋਰ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਆਲ ਹੇਅਰ। ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਸੀ, ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬੜੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਸੀ, ਇਹ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਕਰਨਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇੱਕ ਕੁਝ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜ਼ਮੀਨੀ ਸਤਰ ਦੇ ਮੁੱਦੇ ਨੇ, ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਿੰਸ਼ਲ ਲੈਵਲ 'ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੜੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ, ਜਿਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੀ ਸਿਹਤ ਦੀ, ਐਜੂਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਅਜਿਹੇ ਮੁੱਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੌਮਾਂਤਰੀ ਪੱਧਰ 'ਤੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੇ ਪੱਧਰ 'ਤੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ। ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮੁੱਦੇ ਦੀ ਅੱਜ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਟ੍ਰੇਡ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੇਫਟੀ ਸਿਕਿਉਰਿਟੀ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਬਾਰੇ ਗੱਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਸ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਿਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸੁਣੇ ਨੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ 'ਤੇ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਨੇ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸੁਣ ਕੇ ਇਨਫੋਰਮ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਕਰ ਸਕੋਗੇ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਲੈ ਸਕੋਗੇ, ਸਹੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ 'ਤੇ ਵੋਟ ਪਾ ਸਕੋਗੇ। ਸਾਡੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਜਿਹਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹੀਏ। CPBA ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਜਿਸ ਦੇ 30 ਮੈਂਬਰ ਨੇ, ਸਾਰੇ ਰਲ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਨੂੰ ਕਰਵਾ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਇਸ ਡਿਬੇਟਸ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਅਤੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੋਨੋਂ ਜ਼ਬਾਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ, ਡਿਪੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਕਿ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਸਿਰਫ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਤੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਸ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਜੀ। ਸਾਰੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਤਹਿ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ 5 ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ, ਆਪਣੇ ਹੋਮਲੈਂਡ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ। ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਇਸ਼ੂਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਟੱਚ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਨਫੋਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਾਂ ਨੂੰ, ਇਹਨਾਂ 5 ਹੀ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਰਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਡੋਰ 'ਤੇ ਆਇਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਣੇ ਆ, ਉਸ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਲਈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਅਵੇਅਰ ਕੀਤਾ। ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਜਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਤੋਂ ਇਸ ਪੱਖ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਵੱਧ ਘੱਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਖਿਮਾ ਦੇ ਜਾ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਰਗੇ ਹੀ ਹਾਂ, ਪਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਤੋਂ ਐਜ਼ ਏ ਗਰੁੱਪ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਰਹਾਂਗੇ। ਅਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਾਣ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰਕੇ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਦਾ ਲਾਹਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਸੁਸਾਇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਲੈ ਚੱਲੀਏ। ਆਪਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਇਸ ਪੋਲੀਟਿਕਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਚਾਹੇ ਉਹ ਮਿਊਂਸੀਪਲ ਲੈਵਲ, ਚਾਹੇ ਉਹ ਫੈਡਰਲ ਲੈਵਲ ਅਤੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਿੰਸ਼ਲ ਲੈਵਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਪਾਇਆ, ਔਰ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਰਹੀਏ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਹਾਣੀ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਫ਼ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਅਤੇ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੱਖਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਆਪਣਾ ਯੋਗਦਾਨ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਰਹੀਏ। ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ, ਰੱਬ ਰਾਖਾ, ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਕਲਾ।
ਵਾਦੇ ਦੇਣ ਵੋਟਾਂ ਲੈਣ ਆਉਣਗੇ, ਝੂਠੇ ਵਾਦੇ ਦੇਣ ਵੋਟਾਂ ਲੈਣ ਆਉਣਗੇ, ਝੂਠੇ ਵਾਦੇ ਦੇਣ ਵੋਟਾਂ ਲੈਣ ਆਉਣਗੇ, ਕੀੜੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਚ ਨਰਣ ਆਉਣਗੇ, ਹੁਣ ਕੀੜੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਚ ਨਰਣ ਆਉਣਗੇ।
ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਫਿਰ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ, ਔਰ ਉਮੀਦ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਦੀ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਜੋ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਕਸਦ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰੇਗੀ, ਔਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਤਿੰਨੋਂ ਹੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਸ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣਨ ਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਮਨ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ। ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਚਰਨਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਬਰਾੜ ਹੋਰ ਨੇ, ਬਰਾੜ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਆਇਆਂ ਸਵਾਗਤ।
ਰਾਣਾ ਜੀ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ, ਆਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਗਾਣੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਦੋ ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਰੂਹ ਖੁਸ਼ ਕਰਦੀ, ਪੂਰਾ ਸੁਣਾ ਦਿਓ ਤਾਂ ਨਜ਼ਾਰਾ ਹੀ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਪਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਬਹੁਤ ਥੋੜਾ ਰਹਿ ਗਿਆ ਜੀ, ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਵੇਟ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਰਾਣਾ ਜੀ, ਮੈਂ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁਨੇਹਾ ਦੇ ਜਾਣਾ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਸ਼ੈਲਟਨ ਕਾਲਜ ਸ਼ੋਪਰਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਸੁਪਰ ਸਟੋਰ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਬਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕੌਂਡੋਜ਼ ਆ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਉਹਦੇ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਬੁੱਕ ਕਰ ਲਏ ਨੇ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫਟਾਫਟ ਕਾਲ ਕਰ ਲਓ ਜੀ। ਥੋੜੇ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ 204 ਤੇ 12 ਸਟੋਰੀ ਟਾਵਰ ਆ, ਇਹ ਲਗਜ਼ਰੀ ਅਪਾਰਟਮੈਂਟ ਬਿਲਡਿੰਗ ਆ ਜੀ, ਖੁੱਲੇ ਡੁੱਲੇ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਨੇ, 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਸਿਕਿਉਰਿਟੀ, ਗੈਸਟ ਰੂਮ, ਪਾਰਟੀ ਰੂਮ, ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਖੇਲਣ ਲਈ ਅਲੱਗ ਰੂਮ, ਵਾਈ ਫਾਈ ਦੀ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਕਾਫੀ ਕੁਛ ਆ ਜੀ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਫੌਰੀ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਲਿਓ, ਇਹ 23 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਣਨੇ ਨੇ। ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟ ਸਟਰਕਚਰ ਬੜਾ ਵਧੀਆ ਹੈਗਾ, ਅਫੋਰਡੇਬਲ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ। ਨੰਬਰ ਮੇਰਾ 647-384-7300-8436 ਹੈਗਾ। ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦਾ ਹੋਟੈਸਟ ਏਰੀਆ, ਹੋਟੈਸਟ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਸੋਚੋਗੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਠੀਕ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਲਿਆ। ਇਹ ਕੌਂਡੋ ਯੂਨਿਟ ਬੁੱਕ ਕਰਨੇ ਆ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫੌਰੀ ਕਾਲ ਕਰ ਲਓ। ਵੈਸੇ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਟੋਰੋਂਟੋ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਕਿਤੇ ਇਨਵੈਸਟ ਕਰਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਨਾਇਗਰਾ ਫਾਲਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਘਰ ਆਏ ਨੇ ਜੀ, ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ। ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਚੈੱਕ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ, 2700-2800 ਸਕੁਅਰ ਫੁੱਟ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪੌਣੇ 7 ਲੱਖ 6.5 ਲੱਖ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਨੇ ਜੀ। ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਬੁੱਕ ਕਰਨੇ ਨੇ, 1 ਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਲੋਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟ ਸਟਰਕਚਰ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਅਫੋਰਡੇਬਲ ਹੈਗਾ, 5 ਕਿਸ਼ਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਦੇਣੇ ਨੇ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਾਲ ਕਰ ਲਿਓ। 647-380-8436 ਮੇਰਾ ਨੰਬਰ, 647-384-3636। ਰਾਣਾ ਜੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ।
ਬਹੁਤ ਬਹੁਤ ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨੀ ਜੀ, ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨੀ। ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਰਸਦੀਪ ਹੋਰੀ ਵੀ ਨੇ ਜੀ, ਜਗਦੀਸ਼ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬੈਠੋ, ਆਪਾਂ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਜੀ। ਪਰਸਦੀਪ ਜੀ ਆਇਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਹੈ
ਜੀ। ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਸਿੱਧੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤੇ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੋਗੀ ਜੀ, ਸੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਰਸਦੀਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਪਿਆਰ ਭਰੀ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ। ਤੇ ਸਿੱਧੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਅੱਜ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਓਰ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਵੇਟ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਮੋਰਗੇਜ ਬਾਰੇ ਜੀ। ਤੇ ਅਕਸਰ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਦੇਖਣ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਗਲਤ ਧਾਰਨਾ ਬਣੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਮੋਰਗੇਜ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਵੇਟ ਮੋਰਗੇਜ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਕੋਸਟਲੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਤੇ ਕੁਝ ਹੱਦ ਤੱਕ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਹ ਧਾਰਨਾ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਸਹੀ ਵੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ, ਪਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਜਾਣ ਕੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੋਰਗੇਜਸ ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੈਂਡਰ ਜੁੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਘੱਟ ਫੀਸ ਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਘੱਟ ਵਿਆਜ ਤੇ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਮੋਰਗੇਜ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ। ਤੇ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਜੇਕਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾ ਨੇ $40,000 ਬੋਰੋ ਕਰਨੇ ਆ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਕਿਸ਼ਤ ਸਿਰਫ $330, ਜੀ ਹਾਂ ਸਿਰਫ $330 ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਆਲਟਰਨੇਟਿਵ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਜੀ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਕਾਨ ਦੀ ਵੈਲਿਊ ਦੇ 95% ਤੱਕ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਲੋਨ ਲੈ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਯਾਨੀ ਜੇਕਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮਕਾਨ ਹੈ ਉਹ $10,00,000 ਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ $9,50,000 ਤੱਕ ਉੱਤੇ ਲੋਨ ਲੈ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਤੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਿ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਕਾਰਡ ਤੋਂ $40,000 ਚੁੱਕਣ ਤੇ $1,200 ਦੀ ਮਿਨੀਮਮ ਕਿਸ਼ਤ ਦੇਣੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਵੇਟ ਮੋਰਗੇਜ ਤੇ ਸਿਰਫ $330 ਦੀ ਕਿਸ਼ਤ ਬਣਦੀ ਹੈ, ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿਸ਼ਤ ਸਿਰਫ ਤੀਜਾ ਜਾਂ ਚੌਥਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਤੇ ਸਿੱਧੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਅਕਸਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਕਲਾਇੰਟ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ, ਜਿਹਦੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਹੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲੀ, ਕਿਸੇ ਦੋਸਤ ਮਿੱਤਰ ਨੇ, ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾ ਨੇ, ਜਾਣਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕ੍ਰੈਡਿਟ ਕਾਰਡ ਤੋਂ ਪੈਸੇ ਚੁੱਕਣ ਦੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਪਰ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੋ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਨਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਦੋਸਤਾਂ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ, ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾਵਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਕਰੋ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਹੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਮਿਲ ਸਕੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੋਰਗੇਜਸ ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਲਾਇੰਟਸ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਆਪਸ਼ਨ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਆ ਉਹ ਕਲਾਇੰਟ ਨੇ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਆਪਸ਼ਨ ਚੁਣਨੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਐਡਵਾਈਸ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਵਧੇਰੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ਸਰੋਤੇ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੋਰਗੇਜਸ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਰਸਦੀਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਾਲ 647-405-6468 647-405-6468 ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਆ। ਤੇ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਹਰ ਵਾਰੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੋਰਗੇਜਸ ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਫਾਈਲ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਰ ਦਈਏ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਾਅਦੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਪੂਰੇ ਉਤਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ। ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਸਿੱਧੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ,
ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨੀ ਜੀ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਭੈਣ ਜੀ, ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੀ, ਕੀ ਹਾਲ ਚਾਲ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ? ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਤਾਂ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਐਤਕੀ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਤੇ ਵੋਟ ਕਿੱਧਰ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ? ਭੈਣ ਜੀ ਬਥੇਰਾ ਲਿਬਰਲ ਨੂੰ ਮੌਕਾ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਿਆ, ਕੀ ਆਇਆ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ? ਹੋਰ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ, ਸਾਡੇ ਏਰੀਆ ਦੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਡੱਕਾ ਨੀ ਤੋੜਿਆ, ਸੋ ਐਤਕੀ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਵੋਟ ਪੱਕੀ ਰਮਨ ਦੀ ਬਰਾੜ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ।
ਜਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਭੈਣ ਜੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਰਮਨ ਦੀ ਬਰਾੜ ਹਾਈਲੀ ਐਜੂਕੇਟਿਡ ਤੇ ਵਾਅਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਭਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਹੈ। ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਭਵਿੱਖ ਦੀ ਚੰਗੀ ਤੇ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਸਿਰਜਣਾ ਕਰੀਏ, ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸਾਊਥ ਤੋਂ ਰਮਨਦੀਪ ਬਰਾੜ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਚੁਣੀਏ। ਇਟਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਫਾਰ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਅਹੈਡ, ਆਥੋਰਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਬਾਈ ਦੀ ਆਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਏਜੰਟ ਫਾਰ ਰਮਨਦੀਪ ਬਰਾੜ।
ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਫਿਰ ਸਵਾਗਤ। ਸੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਗਦੀਸ਼ ਗਰੇਵਾਲ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਜਸਟਿਸ ਰਾਏ ਹੋਰੀ ਬੈਠੇ ਨੇ ਜੀ, ਤੇ ਜੀ ਆਇਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੀ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਫਿਰ
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਜੀ। ਧੰਨਵਾਦ।
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਚਲੋ ਬਾਹਰ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਟੀਵੀ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਇੰਟਰਪਟ ਮਾਈ ਗੱਲ
ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੀ
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਔਰ ਰਣਜੀਤ ਰਾਣਾ ਜੀ ਸਟੂਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਸੀਗੇ ਟੀਵੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ
ਹਾਂਜੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਗੱਲ
ਕਾਮੇਡੀ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ
ਜੀ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਨੋਟ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕੁਝ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਲੰਬਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਯਾਦ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ
ਜੀ
ਸੋ ਉਹ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਉਹ ਪਲ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹ ਸਮੇਟ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਪਲ ਸਮੇਟੇ ਤੇ ਸੀ ਪਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਮੇਟਿਆ
ਜੀ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਜੀ ਔਰ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਯਾਦ ਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਟਰੈਕਟਰ ਖਰੀਦਣ ਗਏ ਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਸੂਰਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਬੰਦਾ ਸਿਫਤਾਂ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਪਿਆ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਭਾਈ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਟਰੈਕਟਰ ਆ ਜੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਾ ਵੀ ਆਹ ਨੌ ਹਲ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਜੀਟਰ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਸੱਤ ਹਲ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਨੌ ਹਲ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਮਜਾਲ ਆ ਕਿਤੇ ਤੂੰ ਆ ਮਾਰ ਜਾਏ ਪਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਕਦੇ ਕਦੇ ਤਵੀਆਂ ਪਾ ਲਈ ਦੀਆਂ ਨਾ ਉਦੋਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਤੂੰ ਆ ਮਾਰਦਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਆ ਵੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਧੂੰਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਫਿਰ ਕਈ ਵਾਰ ਧੂੰਆਂ ਮਾਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਪਈਦਾ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਉਹ ਗੱਪ ਮਾਰਨ ਵੀ ਕਹੇ ਮਗਰ ਨੌ ਪਾ ਲਈ ਦੇ ਆ ਧੂੰਆਂ ਨੀ ਮਾਰਦਾ
ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਮਗਰ ਨੌ ਪਾਈ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਤੂੰ
ਸਾਡੇ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਭਾਵੇਂ 25-11 ਮਗਰ ਨੌ ਪਾਏ ਤਾਂ ਧੂੰਆਂ ਮਾਰਨਾ ਮਾਰੇ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਧੂੰਆਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਮਾਰਦਾ
ਸਾਡਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਮੁੱਕ ਗਿਆ ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਾਲਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਸੀ ਡੇਢ ਮਿੰਟ ਬਾਕੀ ਹੈ ਬਾਕੀ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ 'ਚ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਰਾਣਾ ਵੀ ਅਤੇ ਬਾਕੀ ਹੋਰ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਡਿਬੇਟ 'ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਐਨਾਲਿਸਿਸ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਕੀ ਪੁੱਛੇ ਗਏ ਸਨ ਆਂਸਰ ਜੋ ਕੀ ਆਏ ਨੇ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੱਜ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਇੱਕ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਦੀ ਐਨਾਲਿਸਿਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ 5 ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਦਾ ਐਨਾਲਿਸਿਸ ਹੋਵੇਗਾ ਔਰ ਪਾਰਟੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ੂਜ਼ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਕੀਤੇ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਐਨਾਲਾਈਜ਼ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਲੀਡਰਸ ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੋਚ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਖੜੀ ਆ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਲੀਡਰ ਦੀ ਸੋਚ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਖੜੀ ਆ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਦੀ ਪੋਲਿਸੀਜ਼ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਸ ਨੇ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਉਹ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਸ਼ਿੱਦਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਦੇ ਸਕੇ ਨੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਸੁਣੀ ਲਈ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਇਹ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਚੰਗੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਮਾੜੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਇਸ ਉਪਰਾਲੇ ਦੀ ਚੰਗੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ
ਜੀ
ਰਾਣਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਤੇ ਜਸਟਿਸ ਰਾਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ CPBA ਦੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਅਤੇ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਖਾਮੀ ਰਹੀ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਦੱਸ ਦਿਓ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਗਲੀ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਕਿਤੇ ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਕਰਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਇਸ ਵਾਰ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਸੋਸੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਜਿੰਮਾ ਮੇਰੇ 'ਤੇ ਸੀਗਾ ਔਰ ਪੂਰਾ ਹਫ਼ਤਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਰਿਲੈਕਸ ਫੀਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਡਿਬੇਟਾਂ ਸੰਪੰਨ ਹੋ ਗਈਆਂ ਨੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਦੋ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗੇ ਇੱਕ ਥਾਪਲੀ ਲਾਲ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਅਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਰਮਨ ਬਰਾੜ ਦੋ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟਾਂ ਨੇ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਹਾਰਡ ਟਾਈਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਇਸ ਡਿਬੇਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿੱਥੇ PPC ਦੇ ਬਾਵਾ ਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਵੀ ਆਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਬਾਕੀ ਕੈਂਡੀਡੇਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗਲੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦੇ ਦਾਂਗੇ
ਉਹ ਵੀ ਡਰ ਗਿਆ ਕਿਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਗਰ 13 ਹਲਣਾ ਪੈ ਜਾਣ
ਨਹੀਂ ਰਮਨ ਬਰਾੜ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਨੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬਲਜੀਤ ਬਾਵਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਮੰਨ ਲਈ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਸਾਤੋਂ ਇੰਨੇ
ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ
ਜੀ
ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਨਿਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਨ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਤੇ NDP ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਨਵੇਂ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਤੇ ਸੰਪੂਰਨ ਸਿਹਤ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਮੁਹੱਈਆ ਕਰਾਉਣਗੇ 21 ਅਕਤੂਬਰ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਅਤੇ ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸਾਊਥ ਤੋਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਨਦੀਪ ਕੌਰ ਨੂੰ ਵੋਟ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਕਰੋ
This message is approved by the official agent of the Brampton South NDP campaign.
फर्नीचर रास्ते से ना लेना सूट डॉलर मार्ट से ना पीना बासी कॉफी अच्छा लगता नहीं ना बनाओ इंटर्न को CEO ना खिलाओ फास्ट फूड क्लाइंट को ना लगाओ मस्का बॉस को अच्छा लगता नहीं हमें मिलता है वही जो हम चाहते यूज ओरिजिनल HP टोनर हर चिंता होगी दूर 100%
रिलायबल एनवायरमेंटली रिस्पॉन्सिबल ऑलवेज ट्रस्ट ओरिजिनल HP टोनर आप सुन रहे हैं WTR 770 AM सांसोबास ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7। हमारे रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या डाउनलोड कीजिए फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप। eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं और अब eawaz टीवी रोकू ऐप पर भी दस्तयाब है। आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए बिल्कुल फ्री।
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
कम्युनिटी का सब तो पुराना ते वड्डा शोरूम है सोडी फर्नीचर। बेहतरीन आफ्टर सेल कस्टमर सर्विस।